Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace. So that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
The woman answered 250. He said, yes, well, go to the edge there. You see 250. So I went to the man and said, do you have egg? He said, oh God, I don't sell egg because I cannot sell egg 250. I cannot lie. And the woman said 250. Me too, I said 250. I was shocked. Man, I think the worst that it can be is that egg is 100 naira. I thought that's the worst I've heard. You know, even when egg was 100 naira, some of us were shocked. Can you remember? How much? 100 naira. Hey, egg? I bought egg. I will never forget. 250 naira. My mother said I should go and collect her 5 naira change. That is supposed to be 25. Is it? No. There's a way she said I should go and collect her change. I can't remember. But she told me to go and collect her change somehow because it was too expensive. Change like 10 naira. I went back and said, my mother said you should give me my change. You know, some of us suffered in our mother's hands. We always went back to collect change. It's like some of you, they did not do that thing to you. And it's like that's the worst day of your life. Say, go back. You are now, you know, you have this level of steeze before people. People respected you in the society. My mother said you should give me the change. You know? And when I heard 100 naira, I was shocked. In fact, 250 naira is even kind of old school. For some of us, they were born in 1990. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, there was a time egg was 15 naira. Yes, 15 naira. Yes, some people are shocked. If they were born in 2000, you will not understand what I'm saying. There was a time egg was 15 naira. Yes, sir. You know, some people are shocked. Say, hey. There was a time. Just like yesterday on Facebook, I saw that they posted, one man posted, he said, if you don't know five programs in these ones I'm posting, then respect people that know it. The first one was Super Story. This is Super Story. Some people may not know. They didn't know that there was a time this was the biggest program in Africa. That the whole barrack, the whole neighborhood would do, hey, in one accord. They will not understand. You say, Super Story, no, I don't watch that rubbish. I watch Netflix. There was a time. Now, who knows Netflix? Another one was This Life. This life is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Do you know, some people are looking at us now. They're like, I don't know what they are talking about. Another one is Family Ties. Fuji House of Commotion. Papa just called. Now some people are like, what the heck is they saying? What the heck are they talking about? I don't know all the rubbish. Binta and Friends and the rest. My mom and dad, taxi driver. There was see all of them. Some of you don't understand. I was telling Mama Tia, I said, I miss those days. Life was not that serious. Did I just hear something to some of you? Don't you miss those days? When you just come out and sit down and just be watching Papa at Jasco, and you don't tell you go and carry your food in the kitchen. Look at you now. Who sent you? When last did they call you? Nobody send you again. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Amen. If they told you that one day you'll be responsible for your food, your cloth, as we haven't said this, some people that are not responsible will not understand. Because they are waiting for Christmas. This is my friend now. I'm sure on Christmas Day now, before Christmas, he would have knocked daddy's room. Daddy, it's not like I really want the money, but amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's it. But what's my point? Know how to reverence God. Are you listening? He's so mighty. You know, one time in the Bible, the children of Israel were making mouth to Moses. They were telling Moses that Moses is a small person. He's too small to lead them. Kind of. Alright? And as we're talking like that, Moses could not respond to them. The Bible called Moses a meek man. Most times when God called people as leaders, you will see the proof in their life. Most leaders don't know how to talk. They may look bold, but they are very humble people. And that's why God picked them. Because God opposes what? The proud. But he gives grace to what? The humble. Very, very true. Yesterday I was telling the leadership, I said, when you read that scripture, the thing that comes to your mind is that God is just somewhere looking for proud people to drive away and humble people to lift up. But not necessarily. Don't see it like that. I said, you as a humble person will receive grace from people that have grace. Graces are in people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When you sense the grace of God on a man's life, do you understand what I'm trying to say? The only way to receive that grace is by what? Lowering yourself. Because the anointing flows from up to down. That's why most proud people never become great. Because they cannot lower themselves to what? Receives the anointing. You see a pastor, old, serving another pastor that is young. You know, say, don't he have family? Useless man. You know, I saw one picture. Just to say a little bit about honor. I saw one picture where three young ministers were kneeling down before Bishop Oyedepo. And while they knelt down, the media, I don't know if you saw that picture, were blasting them. They said, this old people husband. Say how they knelt down for one man, as if he's God. And I was aback. Listen, some of you have lecturers in BSU. Some of these are not up to your second born age in the house. Yet you have never greeted your second born the way you greet them. It's the truth. When you go, sir, welcome, sir. You don't bow down. You want to kneel down and bow down at the same time, sir. You collect their bag because they have the potency to terminate your 4 years course by giving you D and carry over. That is why you fear them like God. Is the truth. Most human beings are very biased and selfish. Except you have something to give them. If they cannot gain from you, they cannot respect you. A lot of people are like that. And that is why God, the way God works, God is so wonderful. You will never have a clue how he's going to bless you. He just gives a law. He says, respect all men. It's based on, now the ball is in your court. If you want to enjoy the grace of God, respect all men. He will not tell you where he will bless you from. He will just tell you, respect all men. That's what he said. I said several times here, I said, if you walk in the wisdom of God, if you walk in the path of righteousness, you'll be amazed that by walking in the wisdom of God and in the path of righteousness, you by default command favor in your way. By default, you command favor. You attract favor by default just by walking in righteousness and in the wisdom of God. Love people the way God says love people. Be wonderful to people the way God says you should be wonderful to people. Talk to people nicely and etc. Be a man of integrity. There was a case one time of a police officer that they mock because it was strange for the man to be in police. In fact, people say that police is not his work. Very faithful man. If they post you and that man and you are his junior, you will not have one naira. Because you will not collect money from the road anywhere. The man will not allow it. He will be there hungry till he has time. Till they release him, he will go back to his family house. All in the Nigerian police. It was not a Christian that God used to raise that man and take him to another level. If I tell you people, you'll be shocked. Somebody that looks like an enemy of Christianity. It was El-Rufai in Kaduna that God used to raise that man to another level. El-Rufai. You know, some people have a problem with him because of the church. Because me, I didn't like the fact that he was against Christianity so much. But it was him, the same person, just like Elijah, ravens, greedy birds. God used greedy birds, the greediest birds in the forest to feed Elijah. Are you listening to me? To show that he's God of all. That's why we sing songs like, who can deny you are God? He's God of all. There is nothing impossible for God to do. You are the one calculating it. He said, do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? Just know that you've got a Father in heaven. You know why people are suffering and are worried and are crying every day thinking God is not faithful? They want to force their will into God. You can't force your will into God. Accept His will for your life. And anything God wants you to become, there is glory in it. You may not admire it, but there's glory in it. I always told people, and I don't mean that some people must be like me. Firstly, I wanted to be a footballer. And I'm not these footballers that don't know how to play but want to be a footballer. You know, it's very difficult for God to make some people really footballers because they don't know how to play yet, they want to be a footballer. I truly knew how to play football by God's grace. I strived for it. In fact, I played football to a point. The man is dead. He's dead now. One master warrant officer. I think he's a thief. He used to know my father. One day while I was going for training, immediately after school, I dropped my bag. I don't waste time. Before my mother set her eyes, because if she even sees me, she can send me. So I would time when she's outside, I'll just change. Mommy, well done. Before she even responds to the greeting, I've run inside carrying my boots straight without eating food. To the field. One day as I was going, he said, didn't you just close from school? He said, every day I see you like this. He said, if you don't play football, it will pain me. That's what he told me. He said, it will pain me. He's late. I'm sure it's paining him wherever he is. Now, I was so serious with football, he thought I should play football. God should compensate me, alright, for being that diligent with football. But football was not my calling. I didn't know that God had this beautiful thing for me. See, if you had told me God wants you to preach at that time, believe me, you, I would laugh. The way I would laugh for you, you may not understand why. My life does not look like it at all, even small. I would have laughed because how would you imagine that I would wear suits? I would look like this, I would preach it. Me, I would have laughed at you. That's why when my spiritual father told me God is taking me to the nations, I was laughing at him. The next day I was playing football. I didn't go for their meeting. Somebody prophesied to you in a meeting that God is taking you to the nations of the world. You are going to pray for him. And the next day, it was supposed to be a prayer meeting to pray for those prophecies. I was playing football. When he called me, I said, my mom sent me. That's how serious the matter was. So he told them that he sends them line. Let's go to the field and check Simon. They went to my field. I was there with my captain band. I was the captain of a match. Immediately he got there, he watched small. When people were saying, Papilo, well done, well done. And I said, Papilo Simon, well done. My spirit just left me. Whew. Because I lied. I couldn't believe it. My legs were heavy. As he just finished, I ran to him. I said, my mother sent me. So when I became late, and I said, there's no need to come to church again. He said, but they started the match by 3:30 now. I said, yes, but I came late. He said, Simon, don't lie. Don't lie. I know you love football. Don't worry. I don't hate you. Finish. Go and hear your coach. He did not insult me. Never say you're an idiot. You know. Sometimes I'll call me, you say, footballer prophet. He would just be laughing because he knew that one day I will focus on what God wants me to do. The day I stopped football, I was shocked. In fact, I went back again to be sure that I really have stopped football. So I told my guys, I'm not playing in this academy again. I've stopped football. They started laughing at me. This one, now just 2 weeks we'll give you, you'll come back. Started telling me that some boys started all those rubbish, but they are back playing football. I truly came back small. And I went back fully. Why am I saying this? Sometimes some of us are doing things passionately that we are not called to do. And the glory of God cannot be revealed in your life if you are doing what God has not called you to do, even if you are passionate about it. Let me give you an instance. I saw one of these people, what do they call these people that talk on Facebook, content creators or so. He took a fork. He took it and he was trying to eat, talk with, put a microphone on it and was trying to talk. So when I saw it, I was laughing. Now, I don't know why on earth he would take fork, put microphone. I want to, there would have been other things to use. Maybe because the thing has those space in between, right? So maybe he wants to hang the microphone. You can use any other thing actually that rhymes for that purpose. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Maybe somebody for the first time seeing fork will now look at him and say, that's the purpose of that object for you, for speaking with microphone. And you now go and buy plenty so that he is able to make what? Content. Somebody that now knows the real purpose of that object will be laughing because he knows that object is for what? Eating food. But because now that object, did he suit that purpose? Yes. It suited the purpose. It helped him to hold the microphone. But is that object for holding microphone? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That you can do something does not mean that is your calling. It doesn't mean that's your calling and purpose in life. Till today, I can play football. Till tomorrow, I can play football. We're joking just 3 nights back with some of the people I play football with, and they were saying, Pastor, if it's not that you are married and the rest, you look like, you play like, you can still play professional football. And I was laughing. I said, I'm too old. They said, no. The way you play, you still hit the ball like you can play professional football. No jokes. To the point I told some people, I cannot play football with old men. They suggested one pastor's place where they play. They say, only pastors. When I went there, only the sight of them scared me. They don't look like they can even kick ball. So I told God, I said, I'm not called to play football with pastors. I've not become this old. If I play like that with these people, I will become very old like them. So when I saw the way they were kicking the ball, I said, this kind of thing, I'm not playing this kind of thing. They called me, Pansam, you came to play, right? I said, no, I came to watch. So when I watched for a few moments, when they started, I just drove off and ran for my life. I never returned again. I went and met young people and played. Amen? But am I called to play football? No. Can I play football? Yes. Somebody said they want to play match with our church. I said, you will give us 18-0. They don't know how to play football. This church is 18-0 they will give us. Is the truth. I'll be 20-0. The people that can play football in this church are not more than 3. They are not more than 3. The rest, they can hit the air. They just hit the object. Wait, boy. I know you are looking at now. Say, look at, they are looking at themselves. Say, Pastor, know me so. Forget all those rubbish talk. Which one is Pastor, know me so? From your face, I can tell. Why wouldn't say football? People like Sonny, they used to run away. Pastor Peter will carry plain trousers and come and be watching. Hit it! Never played. Pastor Ed will come and do protocol inside football field. Pastor Emmanuel will be running like he's playing music. Run and pass the ball. The ball will pass it. When I saw all of those things, and somebody now mistakenly, it was a mistake. He said, Pastor, we want to play match with your church boys. I said, please. Don't defeat us already. You have win. I promise you, if you dare, it's 20-0. It's not our calling. Another thing again, I can sing music. I used to sing. When I couldn't play football again, and I ventured into God, the first thing I started doing was music. I will sing and sing. In fact, an MD in two places, my main church and the fellowship I was going to. And I felt like God wants me to sing for him in the kingdom. I've seen people make mistakes like that. Listen, if you are trying to do what God did not tell you to do, even in the kingdom, you will make a lot of mistakes. There are some people not supposed to sing. They grew up amidst people that can sing. For instance, myself, I grew up amidst people that like music. I had these friends, they were so good with music. They made me to like music so much. So I loved music immediately. Amen? So I felt like I should be a singer. I would lead worship songs. In fact, I've seen people slay under the power of God while I was singing. I've been invited to sing in several places. People go, I say, why? You are, in fact, we see you singing to the nations. You know, sometimes people just imagine things and tell you. It's not like it's a prophetic word. There's a way you will sing so well, somebody will just close his eye and truly see you singing in the nation. Or he will want to see you. Or he will prophesy you singing in nations. Because you are too good. But it's possible that you are not even called to sing. Somebody grows up amongst musicians. His brothers likes to play drum, keyboard. Then he now finds himself playing the drum or the keyboard. Then he now said, I'm a kingdom keyboardist. Meanwhile, that's an apostle we are looking at. But he feels like somehow when he's playing the keyboard, he hears something. When he hears wrong things, he cannot sleep. Why would somebody preach something like this? You wake up in the middle of the night. Why? It's an indication that you are in a wrong place. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? One time I called a lady in church. I told her, I called for a meeting and I said they should call a lady in church and tell her to stop singing. She should focus on building herself to be word based. God wants to use her as a minister of the gospel, but not in music. And it was difficult for the lady. Very difficult, because she had a lot of views on YouTube. She has sang and the views were plenty on YouTube. So she wanted to maintain that glory. And here is pastor saying, you are not even called to sing entirely. Leave it. Ha! It was hard. She has done several covers. After she did the covers, some people clapped for her. Kai, you the single. Then pastor saw it. It's beautiful. But he sensed in his spirit, you are in the wrong place. How many people have come to my place in my office? Pastor, I want to change department to choir. I say, why? Because I have a voice. God has given me a voice. I said, sing, let me hear. They will sing. Beautiful voice. I said, wow, you sing so great. But you are not joining the choir. Sir, no, but sir, I will perform more. You will perform. You are not called to sing. Be in your department. The truth is that if they had joined the choir, they would have been worst. Some of them would have even left church. I've seen people in the choir. I called Pastor Emma. I said, this person is not meant to sing. Let the person join another department. And sometimes it's very difficult, because when you tell them join another department, they will feel like they are looking down on my voice, my golden voice. When I was in Okpoga, they told me I was the best singer. And I came to TGC. TGC now told me that I should go on. What do they mean? I have a call. I'm leaving this church. I'm going to fulfill my singing call. Listen, calm down. That's why sometimes I call Pastor Emma. Allow everybody to sing. That one is looking like he will run already. Allow them sing. A time will come, you can't bear it. It will be too obvious. And at that time, you would have wasted so much time. Instead of building yourself in your call, you are there trying to sing by force. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? You are trying to sing by force. Glory to God forevermore. Sit down with the Holy Spirit. You will know what He wants you to do. See, don't think that in church, right? Listen carefully. They say, what department do you want to join? When I grew up, I like computer. Media department. What department do you want to go? When I was growing up, I wanted to be a soldier, but it didn't work. I'll join the welcome team. Or the ushering, where we stand and direct people. Like boys' brigade. I used to be in a boys' brigade. You, what department do you want to join? I want to join the... So people call different departments because of what they think. Do you understand? They are doing right now. That it will just align with whatever department they select. It doesn't work like that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It doesn't. Sit down to yourself. In the book of Exodus, God told Moses, he said, there are 2, 3 people, 4 people that have gifted to do the work of building the Ark of the Covenant. He said, discover them. He called their names. He said, go for them. He said, Pastor, how can Pastor know people in their various... In the Old Testament, Moses was even knowing. The people God gifted in certain areas, he knew and picked. You think in the New Testament, God will not show us? He will not show us. Why will he not show us? He can show us. And that is why God has made us leaders. If you are leaders, then God should be able to speak to you through us. Am I saying the right thing?
Yes, sir.
If you are making a wrong decision, God should be able to tell me, prophet, look at that person. Correct that wrong decision. If not, if you keep on doing something wrongly in a wrong department, you will not find peace. You will not find peace. There are some, I heard a story of somebody that was rapping worldly music. So when he became born again, he wanted to rap gospel music. So I now say, why did people allow him to rap? He said, no, because he was rapping. Then in the kingdom, he has to rap. And I said, no, it doesn't work like that. What if the rap was all a wrong discovery? When he becomes born again, take him through a mind renewal teaching. Renew his mind. If he's truly called to rap or sing or rap, whatever, he should continue. But if he rediscovered that rapping is not a call for him entirely, he should do another thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. I don't know why I'm taking time to hit these little things, but it has limited a lot of people in their pursuit of God. It has limited a lot of people. I can't explain so much, but I've seen people frustrated. While we were growing up, I'd seen people taking the path to destruction. I remember one of these elderly young men, while we were growing up, he was the first student of my spiritual father. The first student. And of course, most likely, he was the best amongst us. So when we come to church and my spiritual father is not around, he'll be doing everything our spiritual father used to do. He will start doing the prophetic. You came today, you ate rice and beans. In fact, while you are at home, you stole meat. And your mother, he would just be giving us accurate prophetic words. We'll be like, wow. Everybody will be like, wow, wow, wow. He said, the way prophet said it, is that not how I'm saying it? He will not tell us, I have what he has. I have what he has. Every time he's not around, he will do the same thing. He said, what the prophet did last Saturday, they'll say, he removed his shoe and say, put your leg inside. And when we put our leg, the anointing just, he said, come. It's a small thing, he will remove his shoe. Like a joke, he'll say, enter. When you put your leg, you feel the fire of God literally burning on your leg. He said, go. There's nothing he can do that I cannot do. In my spirit, I was so small that time, but I knew this is failure. Little by little, one day he woke up. You know, I was sharing with leaders yesterday. I said, a lot of times people don't like to be number two in God's will. They rather want to be number one in their own will. You know what that means? How many of you know the man of God, Papa Abioye, or Pastor Abioye, and the man of God, Reverend Tom? There are a lot of Jews in this life that go to them and bow down to greet them. You need to see the reception they get when they go to different countries and different ministries. As number two in God's plan. That's why I always say to be number 100 in God's plan is better to be number one in your own plan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? This has limited the move of God a lot. I've seen people left. Now, that young man left us. He left the ministry. Please listen to me carefully, young people. It will bless you so much. It may not look like this message is for you, but just keep on listening. After a while, he left, started his own ministry. To cut the long story short, right now, he is in prison. What was his offense? Before we knew it, one day somebody came to fellowship and they saw a man of God sleeping with a lady in the fellowship. They caught him in the room. And that is how the news scattered. When the news scattered, he wanted to bring the people back. He was confessing all these things. He now went to one of these fetish people and received power. He explained it when he was confessing. He took coconut water, drink it, and wash his eyes, something like that with coconut water. He started seeing people tutu. You will see you and your problem. Wrongly, it now he was calling it the prophetic. So people started coming again. Before you know, he gave birth. Listen, I'm not telling you nonsense. See, I'm telling you what I saw in my eyes. He gave it to a young man. The young man too went and started his own. He broke out. Meanwhile, this one is already in prison. Oh. He became frustrated. He was trying to, the first one now, trying to prove himself. To a point, he entered into a relationship, trying to keep up with the relationship. How they caught him, he sent fake alerts. I don't know how they do it, but I'm sure they are the first generation of Yahoo people. Fake details to somebody. And the person thought they've seen the money. Before he left, they now discovered it was fake. And they went and catch him straight to prison. Amen? Before that time, he was showing off with car. He has gotten a car. He has gotten this, done this, blah, blah, blah. Gave birth to another young one that started like that. That one too has crashed. The same part. Why? Because they think that everybody should be number one. Are you all listening to me? That's what they think. Everybody, you know, pride will not make them want to listen. Sit down again. They want to be established. The revealing of sons does not mean you should just stand up and go and do anything God doesn't want you to do. Or anything that is that people will clap for you. You know, when you are number one, people like a man of God will recognize the grace of God in your life. But when you are in number two, maybe they will not see you properly. That's what the devil will tell you. Who told you that? While I was studying, the Lord told me, he said, emphasize the end time army. He said, they will not break their ranks. It's one of the qualities of the end time army is that they will not what? Break their... They all know their place. If God wants me to sweep church, I will gladly sweep church. He wants me to sing, I will gladly sing. Everything we are doing is for the fortifying of the kingdom. The qualities of the end time army... And listen, all of them, they are part of the army. End time army is that they don't break their ranks. They know their place in God and they fulfill it. They don't like show off. They know what God wants them to do. Are you listening to me? When you see people serving God, they are not excited. There's no revelation. There's no revelation a lot of times. That is why they are not excited. When you serve God, you should be happy. Are you listening to me? God wants you to be happy. In fact, I was telling the leaders yesterday, in fact, God wants you to enjoy life. I hope you know that. He said, weeping may endure for a what? A what? Did he say weeping will endure every night? He said a night, one night, compared to the joy that will come forth in the morning. How many hours in a night? Some will say 6, some will say 7, some will say 8. It depends on how you sleep. Some are even staying in the night. They are sleeping now in church. It depends on how you sleep. Do you understand? Some people, their night have started. So it depends on how you sleep. But the Bible says joy comes in the morning. 6 hours for some of us. Some is 7 hours, some is 8. I sleep 6 hours and I think it's okay for me. Amen. Some believe 7 hours. It's still fine. It depends on the doctor's prescription. You know, some people say, like, why men slept? Some people were, the devil came. Don't sleep in the night. Okay. God that created night did not know what he was doing. And he said, the devil is more powerful in the night than in the day. Since in the night, when men are sleeping, Satan is making incantation. So stand up and attack. While he's doing his own, be doing your own. Jagadai. Then you hear something like power of midnight prayers. Sometimes when we respond, it seems like we're disobedient, a disobedient generation. Listen, that is a very wrong teaching. Number one, Satan does not need to be doing something with other people. And I'll be awake doing, trying to negate it for it to be effective. I don't know. I have to wake up. Okay, somebody will say the power of 12 midnight prayer. He said from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. That is when transactions are happening in the spirit. He said no. So from 4 a.m. to another 12 midnight, all of us are in the flesh. We are mumu. We are rubbish. Satan does not move that time. Satan only moves from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. All this gargadia teaching is very, very wrong. The devil is eternally like a what? Roaring what? Looking for people to what? 247. And another way to see this thing. You know, people say they want to make it look like what we are teaching is rubbish. They say, I had a preacher, he said, maybe I can teach it better. When is night in? It's true. When is night in Nigeria? It is day in another country. So when you want to say night, it means our night is not their night. Their night is not our night. We all have different nights. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So while I stand up in the night, Satan is awake. He's not fortified in another region. Only nighttime. He just travels within the globe in the night. In the night, when it's nighttime, he's in Nigeria. When Nigeria finishes their night and it's night in America, he goes to America. He's just doing night shift, yes. It's a wrong teaching. Firstly, I believe God wants you to sleep well. I tell you the truth. I know as I'm saying this, some people are like, hey, thank God, oh man of God. It's not easy to pray in the night at all. Thank God for confirmation. God wants you to sleep well. But God has no problem with you praying in the night. Yes, sir. Do you know why it is important to pray in the night? It is because place is what? Very quiet. Your soul is at peace. Very quiet. That's why it's important to pray in the night. And anytime you find doubt that you have that time and peace, whether it's in the day or in the night, pray at those times. That's why Jesus will wake up early in the morning to go and pray. Why? Nobody is grinding anything or talking in the market. His soul is at peace. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? For you, night may be very effective. For another person, night is not so effective. If you are somebody that walks in the night, for instance, a nurse, you walk in the night, you can't leave patient and go, ah, why men slept, baraka, baraga, they'll sack you. So you must trust God. For you, especially most doctors, your night is your day. Yes, I've seen doctors that why men are working, they are sleeping. Why men slept, they are working. So when they finish working, and they'll go back home now. When people are watching TV, you are hearing, they are snoring. Then the night again, when we want to sleep, they'll wake up and they are very active. It's true. Imagine, as a doctor, you are sleeping and the patient is about to sleep in glory. You'll be sacked. Do you know they will sack you? I've heard cases where they call doctors and ask them, why did this person die? You know, when I heard the question, I was laughing. I said, why would they ask somebody, why did somebody die? Is it his fault? He died now. They'll ask you, why did you, what did you prescribe? And they'll look at, they'll say, you did not do this one quick. That is why the person died. You are sacked. They'll even collect your badge. Your permit as a doctor. License, yes. I said, the thing is that serious. They say, yes. And I was telling him the experience I had in this hospital. I will not call the name. You know, why I don't call the name of this hospital is because I know that probably one day they will repent. I told you people the experience I had with this hospital. I entered the hospital and I took my sister there. And that's why you must know God, all right? Yes, know God. If all of you know God before you become doctors, people will be safe. But if you carry a clobber that is a doctor, instead of being in the hospital, he's thinking of the babes he saw in the club. He will never like to really do his work effectively. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That my sister's water broke. She's my younger sister. Her water broke when she was about to give birth to her second child. For water to break, according to sciences, it means you are in labor. Am I right, doctors? You are in labor, kind of. So, water was pouring. I took her to Air Force Base, but she did not register antenatal there. You better register antenatal where you want to be delivered. I learned something that day. I wanted to be offended at the doctor. I said, why now? Why? The man now says, see, we are going to help you, but it's not supposed to be like that. And they wanted to take some procedures. I said, no, there's no time. So I took her because of no time. I took her. The fuel was very small. I was praying in tongues. Like the fuel should not finish because her husband was not around. Lord, I stopped that fuel there. Don't move down. I was matching the thing and praying. So in case he wants to stop, let it stop in the hospital. Bam. As I entered there, I carried her sharp like a child because she's my small baby. I used to carry her when she was small. I carried her. I went and kept her on the bed. Doctor, me, in my mind, is a serious case. The nurse was like, what is happening here? So mild and calm. I said, madam, my sister's water has broken. Calm down. Put her drip. The doctor is not around. We'll call him to come. Hey! Madam, I just left one place because they say no time. No, they have to take. Doctors were active in Air Force Base. But they had to take some time to register for one or two things. I said, no time. You are telling me. Oh, God, you have to wait. I said, madam, I can't wait. So when I argued with her, she called a doctor. Firstly, what was her reason? The doctor wanted to rest. He just walked small. He wanted to rest. You want to rest. When they brought patient. I'm not saying rest is bad. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, sir. But not at the mercy of somebody's life. And the doctor saw, when the doctor was seen, they said, okay, me, I can go and rest. They are doing their things. They wanted to distract me. I actually went and rested. I drove home that night because I'm not so used to hotels. I wanted to stay in a hotel, but I was not so comfortable. So I went back home. And as I woke up 4 a.m., 4:30, 4:30 thereabout, I drove sharp to the hospital. Only for me to go there, she's just there with her eyes sharp. Nothing. They now say they are waiting for this thing to open in the morning so that they can run some tests and scan. I put my hand on my head. I said, God, what kind of mistake did I make? Where I left, everything was active. They just wanted to take some time and do some registration. And me, I thought there was no time. They've not even done scans. Hey, the people are not at work now. It's not night. I was calm, looking at everybody. When it was 6, nothing. 8, nothing. I went and ate and come back sharp because there was drip. I checked the bed. The water was so much. Oh, I stood up in my rot. As I hit my hand on the table, everybody appeared. That is when we forgot. They now took her for scan. Oh my God. That was like 10 getting to 11. Then you tell me these people care about your life. No, they care about their money. They don't care about your life. I believe that profession is so important to take some kind of people into it. It should not be because they pass exams. Mm-mm. They should have humanity at heart. I really believe so. And when they took her and did the scan, I've said this story before. They did the scan and did everything. Almost 2 hours, result has not come out. So when I hit my hand again on the table and went close, this is getting to like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I couldn't believe my eyes. I called a friend. He said, bring her to the hospital, Sandra Hospital. So when he said so, why I got angry and was taking her to Sandra Hospital to see the doctor was because I went to see the doctor for the result. They said they've sent to the doctor. I should go to doctor on laptop. When I go to doctor, they say doctor is busy. My goodness. I said, my sister is almost dying. You see, doctor, I browse about that thing. They say the baby may die. That's what I saw. When I saw it, my mind skipped. So as I said, doctor is busy, I hit the door with my hand, it opened. Doctor was busy with a babe on the table. I will never call the name of that hospital. I don't want to spoil their market. A babe was giving a babe gist. A soul, let me not use my sister, a soul was perishing. It's those kind of people that talk against pastors. How can you be? Souls are perishing. No pastor under heaven will do that kind of thing. Except you are truly fake. Most, even fake ones will not even do that kind of thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I asked the man, I said, is this what you are doing? He said, see, it's not. They did not send any result. They were just like a child. I said, people are arguing result. I just left them. Took the wheelchair, put her on top, started moving. No, you have to register and sign out. How much is the money? They called the money. I removed it. I poured the money away. I kept on moving. They were more interested for their money. Sign out money. As I poured, he said, wait for receipt. The person writing the receipt is not around. Except they come, you cannot go. I looked at the guy. I said, if I touch you with this hand, you will die. Look at my face. He shifted quietly. As I got to the gate man just ran away for his life. Sharp. Everybody allowed me. As I was putting her in the car, there's one old man that came. He knelt down. I will never forget that day. He begged. He said, you spoil the name of our hospital. This one, blah, blah, blah. Please come. As I came, that is when all the doctors in the world, in that place, came. They were in the hospital. The next thing they will come and tell me, we are sorry, it has to be a CS. I looked at them. I said, no problem. I had to start praying in tongues for God to make it safe. Now look at the stupidity. If you are not born again, you can't even serve humanity very well. Do you know how many lawyers delight in fraud? They don't like clean jobs. Oh, it's thieves they like to come and give them jobs. Do you know how many lawyers? If you say, I'm the one, I'm not guilty, they'll say, you don't have money. People that are not guilty don't have money. Come to you, I did it too, but you have to defend me. Say, how much do you have? How many million? That's the kind of job they want. That's why they say they don't bury them facing up, because them and God have judged people. They used to use them to bend that way. If I wish I can tell them there's no need, just face them up. They don't know, they can never be like God. It's just a coincidence. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. There's no need stressing yourself. Which one are you? You and God cannot. Are you? If you like, face down. You judge people. Did you not still judge people? Will it change the fact that you judge people? It's just a religious caricature. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you know how many people in their professions are practicing it so bad? How many politicians would tell you that they are standing for justice? I've heard a politician come to my house and say, "Help, pray for me, Pastor." I said, "You people have to really pursue righteousness in this state." He said, "Pastor, let me be very sincere with you. Even me here, this is not my party. I came here for my interest. Yeah, I know, so-so man is fake. Oh, this is fake, but I cannot talk. Oh. I just want them to give me a political position. Let me eat food, that's all." I said, "So what prayer do you want? For God to favor me." I said, "What kind of favor? To favor you to stand for an unjust cause?" I started preaching for him. No prayers. It was preaching straight. I said, "God bless you." He said, "Pastor, I received this one. His prayer is enough." He went away. In fact, I was talking to one of my doctor friends. He said, there are certain groups of doctors that even pray that somebody should not deliver normally. That before they even make attempt, they will tell you CS, because CS has more money. I say, "Ah." He told me. You see why we need to wake up, right? Now in the US, one of the healthcare, what do you call abortion? Abortion now is part of health care. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's part of health care. It's more like a civilization. So they are fighting, young ladies are fighting for the right to do abortion. You know our man, our kingdom man, Donald Trump. Eh? If you don't like him, you should leave this church. You have a problem. Somebody said, one of my coursemates many years ago, he said, "Pastor Simon, Donald Trump is a hypocrite. Oh, you have not known him." I said, "You are more of an hypocrite for not attesting to the fact that he's standing for truth." It's a truth. I think the person that is not hypocrite has ruled America. Did you enjoy it? No, you should have enjoyed it too. Because they had our black person there. There was a black woman. Eh? The first female black vice president. Achievement. Useless achievement because of skin color. First black president, Barack Obama. The worst administration. Worst. That was when they legalized same-sex marriage. They started doing all those bad things. The white president did not do it, though. He's the one who celebrated our color. When people were shouting those things, listen, I'm preaching to you as a prophet. Hear the voice of God. When people were shouting all those things, the woman, she's the first. I was watching behind the scene. She went with devil worshippers, people that claim to be satanic worshippers. They were doing campaign. She promised them she would legalize. She did everything she promised them. Even marijuana. Igbo. They legalized Igbo. She was the one. People of God, do you see all the hardship in Africa? In Ghana, Nigeria. Do you know what that woman was doing in Ghana? Not too long. She was crying. Crying. Oh, now ask Kamala Harris, "Why are you crying?" "Let them allow men to marry men. Let them stop discrimination. Let women marry women. Let men marry men." That's what she was crying for. I like that young man in the Senate. He told her, "If you like, cry blood. Please go back to your country. We will not do it in Ghana." They did not do it. Wonderful set of people. Hallelujah to Jesus. That the devil is moving in one or two people does not mean we should just make it to become a system. Yes, sir. Are you people listening to what I'm saying? Yes, sir. They need deliverance. When you find a guy liking a guy, it doesn't mean that when you have seen 5, 6, Satan will not be making it look like there are plenty. You know, I hear people say, "Plenty men, they follow men these days." Who told you that? There are plenty men that hate men. Billions. Have you not heard this statement? I say, "Waiting man, do man." Don't think that Satan is winning. He's not winning. The only thing Satan does is that he owns the media. He has most of his guys in the media. So he'll be emphasizing his impact like he's making impact. He's not making any impact. Just like CNN own Biden and the other Fox News own Trump. That's just it. You will never know that Trump is a good man as long as he watches CNN. You will never know that Biden is a good man as long as he watches Fox News. Oh my God. The media. That is how some people hate Ronaldo without knowing him. It's the truth. That some people don't know Ronaldo. Ronaldo, he has pride. I hear say he has pride. Do you know him? Some of us that have watched football closely, we know that he doesn't have the pride they are saying. He speaks like God wants men to speak. What do I mean? Pastor Simon, calm down. It's not Ronaldo Messi discussion we're doing. But God said, let the Redeemer of the Lord say. God said we should speak faith. A man stands up and says, who is the best footballer? He said, I believe I'm the best. He has pride. Stupid man. Messi said that he's not. Him, he say he's the best. How is it pride? Did God tell you that if you say you are not? Huh? He said he has said so that we may what? How did the man say it? Boldly. So if you are a true Christian, you will know that's not pride. I'm not saying Messi is not a good footballer. I'm just defending this my guy. He's my guy. I'm just defending him. Somebody asked me, say, Pastor Simon, you don't play attack. Why do you like Ronaldo? You play midfield. I said, because I like truth. I really love Messi's football. He's a very good footballer. But you know why I started liking Ronaldo? What is so interesting in this guy that everybody is insulting him? Then I went to his clip. I said, oh, this guy is not just... He's very good. See, it will be difficult. If you like Ronaldo, you are a very strong person. It is very hard to like Ronaldo. You must be a very humble person to like Ronaldo. It's the truth. And what I said now is making some people... Now, leave that side. Let's just leave that side. Let's go to another side. Continue what we are teaching about the glory of God. Because the Mercy fans now are saying, Pastor, if we catch you after church, we'll show you that you're not supposed to teach that kind of thing in this church. Amen? Because I love truth. That's why I like him. But meanwhile, let's remove that and focus on other things. Are you listening to me? So, Christianity is beyond all this making heaven. It's making impact on earth. Bringing the impact of heaven to the face of the earth. That's why I was saying in the first service, when you go to school, don't make third class. Make first class. When you're in secondary school, be the best. Imagine with this kind of mindset, you are the head boy. You only stand for righteousness. Imagine you are HOD when you are done with university because you are first class. If they keep third class and first class in academia world, the first person people will pick there is first class. It is when probably you go for interview that if you don't know, they'll say you don't know. But most times they'll pick the first class is most attractive, or she's most attractive than any other person. Isn't it? So make it. Make the first class degree. Intelligent, super intelligent. By faith, I pass the exam. Just pass the exam by faith. Know the thing very well, so that after you pass the exam, government can call you and say, "We want to make bridge. How do you do?" You say, "Sir, I by faith we are building the bridge." No. Explain what it will take to make the bridge. Say, "Sir, just don't worry. We'll pray in the spirit, and as we are putting the blocks, we'll be speaking tongues on the blocks. The thing will stand." It will shock you very well. Now, when we climb, one trailer climb, it will just go to the ground. Is it not? Are you not surprised when you go to this bridge and see that there are pillars inside water? How many of you have seen the pillars? Yes, pillars down, 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 down. Where did it end? Some people are looking at me now. You see, you don't know. That is why if you are in that field now, you have to be the best. Is it not amazing that they will chuck pillar down, down, down? Down, it will now go and walk somewhere. Hey, then you now you have mine. They will say they have put pillar. You not check under. Say no problem. The pillar is somewhere. You are moving. You know the first time I came to Benue State, my greatest fear was always passing the bridge. Anytime they want to pass the bridge, bike, car, I'll just close my eye. Have we passed? They say yes. I say thank you, Jesus. We successfully passed. When we're coming back again. Have we passed? Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Because I heard a lot of stories. One car was moving all of a sudden. He now looked at the bridge and said, he now said, God will punish all the demons in the water. And somebody now catch his hand and draw him outside. I heard a lot of stories. That if you are walking towards the bridge, if you just look down, you just fall inside the water. That it has swallowed a lot of people. Although that swallowing, I think I heard one story in BSU. I think I've seen the guy. They went there to do party or something, or picnic, something like that. And the water took the boy. And nobody has seen the boy till date. Did they find the boy? Okay, they found the boy. And do they always find the corpse? For some, they don't find, right? But for some, they find. So I remember I now wrote, I said, from today, we as GCMI, we never in our lives, we never went to, but it strengthened the fact that we will never in our life go for a picnic close to the waters. The water is on our inside. Our church will never go. Will never go. Departments, I hope you are hearing me. So in case you are planning picnic by the waters, never go. Are you listening to me? So it's more of an agenda. Be the best in your field. Let it pain you that you don't know book, if you don't know book. Let it pain you. If you see yourself failing in school, let it pain you. Every time you are carrying last, let it pain you. Listen, I'm not insulting you for carrying last, but get angry. Carry the material. Look at it. Waiting hard for this thing. I know Jesus. When you come to church, they say, they that know their God, they shall be strong and do exploits. Say, I know God. I know God. There is no way you know God and not know physics. It's not possible. What is physics compared to the knowledge of God? God is more ambiguous than physics. You know God. Is it physics you don't know? Is it chemistry you don't know? Is it engineering you don't know? I think for me, this is one of the sides Christians are neglecting the most. Work on how you speak. Work on how you write. Let's have wonderful writers. People that can speak and people will respect them. The whole world will stand up and clap for them. Let's have people like that. Don't just go to church and sit down and want to make heaven one day. A lot of people like that. That's religion. You're just being heavenly cautious and earthly useless. That's religion. There are some people in this nation, whether you like it or not, they are very important. If you want to make decisions, you must meet them. Am I saying the truth? Because of the value they can offer. And that is why you don't just become serious in your academies. You back it up with the anointing. Like Daniel, you back it up with the anointing. Are you all listening to me? You back it up with the anointing. God is banking on you. The expectation of creation await what? And this is why the devil is also interested in you. Are you all listening to me? Like I said in the first service, just like God wants you, Satan wants you too. Are you all here?
Yes, sir.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah to Jesus. Wake up. Wake up to the call in the spirit. Wake up. In fact, let me end with this. There are some little things we do as Christians that make us look very useless before God in the realm of the spirit. He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Little things. Do you know, sometimes we hear complaints from your department, some of you. This one did not come for years. They say, why did you not come? He said, I don't have transport. In fact, I'm not coming again. In fact, what is the worst thing that can happen? I'll just leave church. You see, it's so easy to say it. But before God, you sound so foolish and childish. Yes, and you're saying, you would have cried. Such a person would have cried before. Lord, whatever you want me to do, wherever you want to go, Lord, you can go through me. Whoever you want to touch, Lord, you can touch through me. I'm yours. Why you are learning? They'll clean their face. Same people in department. Come online for Bible study. I don't have data. If you want to check your jam results, and jam came out today, will you check your results? The miracle will just happen. Miracle data will just enter your phone. Some of them, when WAEC just come out, pia, WAEC don't come out. Jesus, WAEC don't come out. They don't like looking at their WAEC with their friends. They will go and look for a miracle and buy data. Miracle data will come. They'll not go and hide themselves in one part of the room. That's how I check my own WAEC. I waited for everybody to check. I did not tell my father WAEC was out or my mother. In the middle of the night, when everybody was sleeping, I just put my WAEC number and the rest. I started praying, God, please. God, please. God, please. I was waiting for chemistry alone. Chemistry has shown me shege. And I was very intelligent. And I had these bad boys who were my friends. They started making me forget book. And you know, if you are not a very serious student, you will not know chemistry. See, it's just the truth. You need to be gathered in your mind. You need to be focused to know chemistry. If you are somebody that don't know how to be patient, if you are not even a patient person, you can never know chemistry. You can see physics student in one paper doing like this. Math student doing like this. The answer is 5 meters. The answer is 6 kilometers. But chemistry cannot carry paper and be doing like this. You have to be very focused. So I failed chemistry. That thing pained me. I cried. Cried, oh. You know why I haven't cried anymore? The lady that they used to compare me in SS1. Now pass it. Oh, that one now paid. I was crying. I said, did she pass? I said, oh! I said, cried anymore. She passed. Why? That one was very concentrated in school. She was not thinking of boyfriend, anybody. She was focused. She passed. Most of us we failed chemistry. All of, in fact, she passed, we failed. All of us, F9, only her passed. She didn't go to university. Most of us wrote again. It was in NECO. So when we were trying to write, I forgot it. I was praying for chemistry. I told God I will not cheat. When it came to chemistry, I almost cheated. I said, that your chokes. What thing be number 3? Don't tell me. My friend copied. Oh my God. He said, did there? God understand. He copied. It's very difficult to stand for God, though. Especially when you are writing chemistry. It's difficult to stand for God. You are like in a lion's den. If you see the question, then see chokes. See questions, see free chokes. Invigilators say, you are free. Yes. They told us, we understand you have gone through a lot. You are free. Do your mind. Then when the SNI invigilator is coming, they say, behave yourselves. They are coming inside now. I know most of you enjoyed that grace in your school. You are pretending like you did not enjoy. Miracle centers. When miracle happen, it's not today most of you were choosing. You had been a choosing for a long time. I didn't copy. I felt like I would fail. I really was scared of chemistry. Do you know how God did it? I got C. What was the last C? C6. I did not mind God, though. As I saw C6, I said, hey! Chineke, idimao. I started dancing in the night. My father said, what happened? I said, I passed chemistry. I didn't say I passed WAEC. I passed chemistry. Because I know the rest was walkover. But chemistry, even Hausa A1. You can imagine that I wrote Hausa, I got A1. Jimla and all the rest, I answered it, A1. Chemistry, they know what this service, F9. Meaning that I didn't even know anything I did in that place. It was so terrible. It pained me. F9. I didn't even know how to tell my father that I had F9 chemistry. Meaning that the people are saying I didn't write anything. It's a wicked examiner that marked my own script. And how I knew they were wicked, because all of us in the school had F9. Meaning it was a plan work. You know, sometimes they can be angry with you. Me, I forced myself to believe it was a plan work. It cannot be me. And the next one, the young man that copied had D7. See how God does his miracle. What did he go? D7. Me, C6. How far? Did you pass chemistry? Yes. Oh boy. Just end the call. Die the number. Busy. Die the number. Busy. Die the number. Busy. My guy, I failed. You know, when we're in secondary school, somebody's failure excites you. It consoles your own failure. somebody's success consoles, makes, you know, Alpha, what do you get for jam? You talk your own. No, first talk your own. What do you get for jam? I know go talk. If you're not ready to talk, leave. You end the call. What did that guy get for jam? 205. Yeah. You see him? I'm being lying. Okay. Call of end. Hello, hello. Don't worry. What did you get? 181. Your best friend, 205. You don't want to even talk to him again that period. My guy, I come your house. I pass jam. I come. No come, oh. No come. My father day. No come, I beg. He just said, hey, Sonny's friend, what did you get in jam? 205, sir. This is your mumu friend. It's 179, ghetto. You know, cross. He mistakenly crossed 181. See your friend when they play with. Then when the guy go, your father say, don't be that that boy's friend again. You see, he will play with you and go and read. He's a bad friend. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be the best in your field. Be it. Strive for it. What a slogan in BSU in Remedias. Oh man, Remedias was very tough in my time. These days I hear people pass Remedias very easy. Those days, Remedias was very tough. I heard you did Remedias. It was easy, but our own was very tough. We would jack, oh, we had a slogan, jackolo. Jack onto you, kolo. Under, you know this light that used to come out in the night? Moon. There will be no light in BSU. Go and stay under it. So we'll put ice block on their head. You know why? They don't want to sleep. Yet people still failed. I remember when I entered 100 level, when I became very interested in mathematics, because I left it for a long time. I was telling Mama T what my experience in SS1. I said, in SS1, we were three they selected to make sure the whole class knew mathematics and physics. Three of us. So you were that intelligent. I said, you can't. I was the best in the three. You know how I can make mouth. If anybody fails in my group, we're like 20 or 30 under me. Everybody had 20, 30. If anybody fails, they'll flog you. The group leader. So I was my group leader. And I remember the only problem I used to have with them was break time. They like to read during break. And as a group leader, I like to play football during break. So when they come to me, Simon, now the mass, we don't understand now. Mr. Juice says you should teach us. I just tell all of them, let's go and play ball. When we come back, we'll do it before it's period. We'll just hide somewhere and do it. Now here, they'll all follow me and go and watch football. Some of them will be watching my bag and the rest, you know. Maybe we'll finish, we'll go together and go and study. I remember this young man. He didn't know anything. You know what I mean by he doesn't know anything? Nothing. He's a Muslim. He didn't do just one, just two, just three. They just carried him and put in SS1 from primary school. I'm not joking. And you know, they don't really ask for your... How many of you have gone to enter SS1? They ask you, what is it? Where is your junior school certificate? Do they ask for that thing? You want to die and write Junior WAEC. When you finish writing it, it doesn't have use. I've never seen where they ask somebody, where is your Junior WAEC? Is it even Junior WAEC they call it? WAEC gives certificate for it. Do they give certificate? I can't remember my own, whether I received or not. The young man enters SS1. Very, he can dress so fine, tie. We used to wear tie in our school. You put this thing, self, hang it there, remove it like this. So I remember when I was teaching maths, I said, now, you know this normal law of mathematics, board maths, please tell me the meaning of board maths. Okay, I'll just ask question. Board maths, oh yeah. Bro. He was looking at me like this. I said, board mass, sharp. He said, I don't know, sir. He had to add, sir. And I rejected his answer. I said, you know, they call me, sir. I spoke vernacular. They call me. You don't know board mass? He said, I don't know board mass. Somebody said, you are wasting our time. So the person told me about mass. As I wrote it, I taught them whatever I wanted to teach them. So, you know, the first topic was indices and logarithm. Quite difficult for most of them. So it was very simple. Taught them all the laws, showed them the application. We left. He now met me later. He said, Simon, I want to tell you my life story. My father married so wife, plenty wives. He now remembered me. One day I did a good thing. He now said, now, star school boy doesn't have money for JS 1 to JS 3. I'm going to start from SS 1. And the way I manner I graduate is not his business. So Simon, please help me. I didn't know I was a good person like that. I became so emotional. I hugged him. He said, don't worry, I'll help you. He said, so don't be asking me questions in public. I'll just be asking you questions in private. But you, please, anytime you're asking the group, don't ask me any question. That's a deal we struck. Then after school break time, he will buy me plenty bones. Mountain Dew. How many of you remember Mountain Dew? You buy it for me. And I don't like the boy so well. Do you know that boy? This is it. Hard work pays. This is my point. In SS3, when I backslided. You know, when I knew I backslided was SS3. They were looking for people to go and represent our school. I knew I backslided. Ah, this friend that came in SS1 taught them. Oh my God. One friend Satan can set in your life can scatter your entire destiny forever. That boy came in SS3. You know, he was the girls' boys. You know, how do they call them? Those boys that every girl wants. I was kind of not happy with it that he just came to our class and he was the showman. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I started having a problem with him. All the girls in our class were liking him. Not that I liked any girl, but I didn't like the fact that everybody was liking him. So in the class, I always tried to throw shades at him. Always. At one time, he wanted to be angry. So I stood up. I said, I go, who's you in this place? We now hit our chest and held her. We wanted, I said, Simon, go kill you. No, no. So he now said, my guy, just leave me. I'm like, no worry. After school, he now came and we shook our heads and said, let's be friends. That's how we became friends. I didn't know that Satan was planning my life. The worst of all, he's now a bassist. I was a drummer. Everything finished. Bassist, drummer. That's how our life scattered. Everything in school, music. Church, music. Different churches will go together. I didn't take academy serious. I knew I had suffered. It was SS2. They were choosing people to go and represent school. Somebody now said, they should choose Simon. Oh, our class teacher. Say, God forbid, you want us to fail? I knew my own was finished. As in, somebody decided they have to choose Simon if we want to win. Say, no, you want our school to carry last? She knew what she was doing because she had advised me before. How when she said it, I put everybody inside here laughing. You know how secondary school can be. I put my head. I cried. So when I went back home, I told my mom, I will not play again. I will become the best this semester. Guess what? I took first in physics because of that thing. Without attending any class. Who is Simon in this class? They don't know who Simon is. Simon is not around, sir. He doesn't attend physics class. What? How did he take first in this class? He attends a lesson outside school, sir. That's what I do first. Just to prove to them, after that semester, went back to my life. Then this boy in SS1, in SS3, this boy was carrying mathematics SS3. He started carrying first. They told me my boy carried first. I said, it's a lie. SS3, people were gathering this boy to teach them maths. Oh, I will never forget. It touched me to my bones. This one that did not know board maths. Determination is so powerful. This same boy met me to counsel me in SS3. When I was failing mass, he met me and said, Simon. Somebody laughing. I failed mass in SS3. I failed one test woefully. The man wanted to weaken me, now draw my ear. And I'm telling you, just to make sure he paid me, nobody, only my own. The matter was serious. VC, she's dead now. Our VP, she called me. Simon, they said you are going backward. What is happening? You are one of our best students. Everybody will call me. Principal called me. I'll come and tell the guy. They call me, they advise me. She even told me to make him where the sun shines. I beg you, we'll not shake our hands and continue discussion. No jokes. He will teach me a lot of things. In fact, he will go and get girlfriends for me. He will just go and tell Simon, like you. I will now see somebody come smiling at me. They say, you want to tell me something. I say, okay, what did they say I want to tell you? Oh, it's true. I wanted to tell you this. It's true. He had a problem with a young man. He told the young man, I will show you. The young man said, show me now. He now went to the girl the young man liked and begged me, because the lady knows that he was in a relationship, begged me to ask the lady out so that the guy would be babeless. For that reason, we played a prank on the lady. Called the lady, told her I liked her. She said yes. When I said stop talking to the boy, she stopped talking to the boy. Deleted him on to go. After a while, when my eyes were open, I said, they can't just use me like this. I said, no, I'm not interested. I never wanted you. This is what they said. The lady went back crying. Hallelujah to Jesus. At that time, the boy too didn't want her. Now, this is the point. This guy called me. He said, Simon, you taught me in SS1. And now I'm the best math student. He was not scared. He said, I'm the best math. I'm one of the best math students. What will I not be able to do in mathematics? Open sort, open geometry. He said, what's you now? I saw one of your scripts, sir. When I saw the script, I couldn't believe my eyes. I almost cried. Simon, it's not right what you are doing. It's not good. When he was talking, I was not humble. I would not lie. I said, my friend, stand up and leave this place. You're showing yourself. You come on, mock. Let's meet in WAEC. I still failed the mass in the WAEC now. He passed it. Determination is so powerful. You can become anything. Are you listening to me? Anything by hard work. You know God wants you to be on top. Be hardworking. Don't just sit down and settle down for mediocrity because you are coming from a family that are not at the top. No. Everybody, are you listening to me? Hard work truly pays. That young man is a great man today, wherever he is. Because of determination, became so good in mathematics. He's a great man wherever he is today. Thank God I realized very early and changed. Funny enough, the young man that was my good friend in secondary school is still like that today. Nothing has changed about him. The last time I was in Kaduna, they said he wanted to see me. Looked for a way to come and see me. And the first question he asked me, he said, you became born again and left me. I've been preaching to him, he will not hear. Preach on me on Facebook, he will not even answer me. And when I checked that young man, he's still the same way. In fact, he's even worse. I can't even explain it to you people. Worst. Satan is just trying to destroy your life. You see this little play. You joke with ladies. You think it will end there. If Satan amplifies it, if you look at your life, 10 years from now, you will not believe yourself. Totally destroyed. Are you listening to me? Become so serious. Make hay, like my VP said, while the sun is still shining. Make hay. You are young. You have all the time. You may not understand what I'm saying. Yesterday, me and my wife were eating. And I said to her, people will never understand marriage till they enter marriage. She now said, how did you put it? It's true, my brother. Something like that. I started laughing. People will truly not understand marriage until they get married. Now you have time. Read. Do this one. I love her. I must die for her. Read book. Become serious in your skill. Become the best. I'm getting old. My flower is going. Which flower? Agatha, mommy, go to your husband's house. Leave my house. Leave my house. And now you go back out there. You are like, any man, come and take me. I'm tired for this house. And the devil package a man and send. Before the man say, in the name of, he say, I receive. Be hard working. Are you listening to me? There are certain mistakes you make that will delay your destiny. It's not denied, but it will delay it. For instance, take this example before I end. As a lady, you are 16. You look so fine. Everybody will be coming. Hey, you're not a lady. You come to a lady. Hey, You're so beautiful. Hey, you're so fine. Hey, if you check your first 50 chat now, for some of these pretty ladies you are seeing, your first 50 chats on Messenger and WhatsApp is one boy that is toasting you. You now feel like you're on top of the world. Mercy the prettiest. As they are toasting you, do you know if you are not careful, your head is getting big. You are thinking you are the best thing that's ever happened to this life. You are 16, don't worry. 20, 21, your time will come if your eyes will not be opened very soon. You now said enter useless relationship. Pastor say, this day, you now see one boy, you like, boy, I love him, we love ourselves. Two of you are crying, we love each other, don't we? We against pastor and GCMA and the world. We leave them and go and marry. Let's run. Like Indian film. Love in Tokyo. You know, I was so excited when they told me some people I counseled were in church. I was so happy. I met them by the road while I was coming to church. In the public, they were kissing and taking pictures. You know, I remember when I was that age, if I ever see a woman close to me, I will run and go into our house. I was like, what kind of confidence do they have in this generation? So when I wanted to leave, the Holy Spirit said, go back and talk to them. I said, God, if I go, these people may disgrace me. They'll say, get out from this place. I don't want any disgrace. The Lord told me, he said, you don't have an identity to hide. Go back. If they disgrace you, no problem. Let it be recorded that you try to talk. I just drove back. I said, I want to talk to you people. I advised them, just little advice. Thank God they came to church. Hallelujah to Jesus. So like those young people, some of us, that's how it is. The boy will lie, talk all the things, make certain mistakes. For a woman, it is more dangerous. You get pregnant. For instance, the young man is still looking like he's not even ready for his family. But he's the one that got you pregnant. You said when you are pregnant, you look at him, you say, is this his teen that will be my father, my husband? You are not even ready for it. That guy can still do other things. As a lady, you can't do a lot of things again. 9 months, you are vomiting and doing everything. He's everywhere. In fact, he's looking for more wives. Going to school and doing the rest. That is why you must really, I always like to tell ladies to be very more careful than guys. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Be very, very careful. Work hard. Make your money as a woman. Let nobody deceive you. In schools, we used to hear, and we have seen, best in class will be women. Keep on being the best, no problem. I don't think I've been in a class before that man was number one. I don't know that is happening now. In classes now, men carrying first. Something is wrong with that. Because there was a time that it was only best in this, women. Best in this, women. Best in this. In fact, there was one time in my school that 5 courses, a lady carried best inside. All of us were just admiring the gift. Best in this, Funto Okeni. Best in this, everybody would shout, Funto Okeni. Best in Fundo Okeni. She would just be going out. All the men would just be looking like this. Keep on being the best. You know, women can be more concentrated and focused. Men are always in a rush. I just want to hit that money on the head. And women can take their time and understand it better. Keep on being the best. Learn a skill. Be the best. Be a doctor. Be an engineer. An architect. As a woman, you can be all these things. And even more. Be it. Have your millions so that when a man is coming, he will know how to talk. I cannot marry a woman that earns better than me. Go and marry a villager that says granite. No problem. You are a failure as a man if you talk like that. And there's no way I should marry a woman that earns. She will not. She will not respect me. Is it respect you are looking for or family? It's funny. Secondly, is you that often make the woman not respect you because you are insecure or unsecure? And this month you say, because you ain't more than me, right? Because you are not sounding like a child. A woman can ain't better than you and still respect you very well. Push your wife. I did not say your girlfriend. Push your wife. If it's your girlfriend, pray for her. But push your wife. Because you don't know that you marry her, that's why you should pray for her. When you go and finish the university, you did not marry. What is this? I trained you in school. You're not meant to marry another person. Don't train. Pray for her. I need school fees in the name of Jesus. Take! It's not that serious. If you can help, help. Eh? Help small. Are we together? That is, if you are sure you will marry the lady, and God said, if it's the one that you and the lady just decide, I like your hair, I like your face, it will not work. If you ever like any guy because of his face or beard, it will never work. In fact, you must break up. Let's bet. It doesn't work. Are we together? And as a woman, be very sincere. Let me end with this. When God brings a man, if you know that's your husband, even the stomach is inside. You know, I saw one apostle. I saw one of his video. The stomach was like this. Here, entered inside like kwashoko. Here, opened. And I said, is he not this apostle? He was like, if you see him now, you will not believe that that's him many years ago. But see him now, full of flesh, looking fine. You know, money knows how to, money can make people fine. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's when you have money that you just be fine. Even if you are not fine, you are fine. God sends a man your way. You now look at the neck. You don't like it. You look at the head. Not for you at all. It's not given. Look at the stomach. Then you now see the conviction and you say, God told me, thou art my wife. I was on the mountain on the seventh day praying concerning this pressing issue in my life. I wanted to know what was spinning me, what was missing by my ribs, because I felt a disconnection. And while pressing in the spade, alas, a new rib entered, and I heard the name. I heard the name, Kira. And when I heard Kira, the Lord just showed me your face. I was doubting, God, is it the one in GCMI? Or the one, and the Lord showed me, she was so tall, I couldn't see the end of her head. I knew she was the one. And I had a problem with that. I told God, please, if it's not it, let it go away. Let it go. And God said, see, son, it must be her. And so, Kira, I come to announce to you the counsel of the Lord. God has designed that you are my ribs that I lost from birth. And my... Even if they know how to talk like this, man, it's better. But you see, they will be so apostolic. Amen? They are so apostolic. When they are done talking, the lady will look at them and say, I beg you, God forbid, I rebuke this thing. In the name of Jesus, God, Holy Ghost fire, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Many ladies have rebuked like that. Many ladies have rebuked like that. God's will for their life. There's one I saw. I wanted to show you people. Oh my goodness. I saw it in Dr. Caris's status. He said, I was born premature because I was rushing to see you, my love. I couldn't stop laughing. I saw it on Dr. Caris's status. So I just started laughing and I copied it. I was born premature. How many of you were born premature here? Some of us, right? They will tell you, the reason I was born premature is because I was, they say all the things. And when they come, the lady look at them and say, guess who say he won't marry me? Now that pastor, down with long neck, oh, they laugh. Do not like, Jesus Christ, I don't suffer for this life, my sister. See who won't marry me. You know, ladies, do you know one problem with ladies? Why most of them don't receive their God-given husband? It's because of their friends. The mockery. Have you seen when ladies mock themselves? Now you want to marry that thing? Way head long from north to west. Your children head, eh? This is how ladies talk. I have sisters. I can tell you. When they describe your children for you, fear. You know, I have sisters, so I know women very well. If my sister start, I was the only boy in my house for many years before Michael came. Many years, women will be talking, I'll just be there looking at them. They and talk, they'll finish you. I can't open my mouth and talk in my house. They'll finish me because my father is always not around. My mother is seated here. I'm close to her, scared, and watching my aunties and my sisters talk. Oh my goodness. They'll finish you. That idiot for block 31 say he like me. That mumu we carry big belly like drum. That kind of thing. Hey, I don't suffer. You know, one time I was walking towards BSU, two ladies were talking about the guy. She said, ah, imagine that mumu say he like me. I was at their back. Say, that mumu say he like you. But you know, the guy get money. Accept the relationship. Mumu could chop money. I beg. Oh, she said, hey, me ma, they think that you ain't get money. I'm not joking. She accepted because the guy had money. Do you know in that guy's heart now, he's investing in a relationship. You go and tell his mommy, mommy, I found my missing rib. Friends are in alignment, eating his money. Most ladies, this is the point, they've denied their God-given husband because they are looking for gold at the beginning. Gold. They want Donald to come with a Rolls Royce. You and Donald finish school the same time. Donald now heard God and came to you after NYC. You're not saying, where is your car? You that finished NYC, where is your own? Then you know another thing they cover up. I can't marry my mate. It's before, ladies. You know when you are Gen Z, you will say this thing. When there's a time you call, they say, I don't mind though. There's an age you come to when you're like 32, 35. You say, even if now my friend God give me, I go marry you. But when you are around 22, you say, ah, I cannot marry you. You are like a brother to me. Don't worry, that's your brother. When you reach 32, you'll be begging, brother, you know they see me. Have you not seen brothers that ask other ladies out? Another person, so I've been with you all these years. You ingrate, idiot. You've eaten all my food. What do you take me for? Say, but I thought you were like a sister to me. Sister, fire you there. Sister, you have been eating her food. All this while you don't understand. No desire, no peace. Are you listening, young people?
Yes, sir.
Be very, very wise. Sometimes God can bring a man, he looks not like it at all. At all. Imagine Bishop Oyedepo. Before he came to Lamplight. See, go and look for his picture. If you see him, you will thank God for his life now. You see, Pastor Chris, the glory of the Lord is here. I saw one of his picture. I did like this. Wait till I did see like this. I couldn't believe my eyes. Oh, if they told me this man can be fine like this from that time, I would have not believed. Some of these women you see enjoying their husbands. Ah, that woman they enjoy. See the kind of husband where God give her. Me, see what thing God give me. Listen. If you look at it critically, that woman entered a relationship when that man's head was like this. His neck was long. His head was to the front. His stomach was like this. He came asking the woman, woman of God, why fasting and praying? I've not even broken the fast. God spoke to my heart. I just felt like I should tell you before I break it. God told me. And they are not romantic, that you are my wife. And I tell you the truth. If you don't want, I don't have a problem with it. God bless you. And when he's done, he goes away. The woman is like, which kind of mumu be this one? She has been hearing, hello, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Man, you look so cute, man. And one just come, God told me, yeah, my wife. When people have been romantic 24/7 all over your life, one will just come, woman of God, the Lord told me while I was praying. No scope, so he told me. Is that how you ask a woman out? I believe if God told you something, come and ask a woman out. Not gonna be saying God told me. Come and scope the way you she want scope her. Then when she asks you, why are you scoping me? Tell her, because the Lord said you are my wife. But if God did not send you, don't do anything. Not that you are coming to pass him information. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Spiritual brothers. And when you finish that, you may be tempted to say that's not the man. In fact, the way he dresses on a Sunday, he wears blue and now wears purple with black trousers and yellow tie and a black suit. Then maybe he's doing talk show and he's your boyfriend. Everybody boyfriend is wearing blazers, wonderful, your own. See what he wear. He came to disgrace you to the whole world. And after service, meet, behold, meet your boyfriend. You are running away from boyfriend. Please don't come to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You see? Because what people say matters to you. You know, that is why you are there. That thing that is paining you is the very reason God sent you. Some of these people are enjoying their husband because they beard all those blue, yellow tie. They beard it. Go and check their pictures. You'll be so shocked. I'm sure they will cry to God, God, please, if you truly send this man, let him not wear yellow tie again. They prayed all those prayers. And when God answered their prayer, now you see their husband packed. They're like, God, see how they, where they share husband, where I did. Be patient. I've seen Christian ladies proud. You ask the one in my office, a guy was interested in her. And I asked her, is there a possibility for this guy? I did not say they are going to marry you. I said, is there a possibility? Do you know what she said? No, sir, God, never, never. I said, sister, is it that serious? Never. I said, what if God said? She said, no, God cannot say that, sir, with all due respect. God cannot say it. So are you God now? You see, these are our brothers you are seeing like this. They are mighty men. Oh. It will pay you tomorrow. When you have two children and you are the one pursuing the man, everywhere he's going, you are going to check. Did any girl come close to the car? I heard one yesterday that she went to a church when she browsed about the lady. She went to a church and asked for the lady. When she came out, she started beating her. Stop following my husband! People started laughing at her and asked her, is this how you be pursuing everybody? As we are talking, hear us. You want to marry pink lip, hear us. This pink lip that you like is not for only you that they did it, it's for a lot of people, the general public. You are just unfortunate that the net has caught you as one of the fish. It is catching a lot of fish. Marry a man that knows Christ, but the man that knows Christ now is like this. Lord, we press your glory on the earth. Jim, so proud. And they are so proud, those kind of men. Very proud. Will you, Jim? No, no, no. We are pressing into deeper things in God. Stomach inside. Neck slim. And what do you call this thing? Adam's apple. Oh, wow. You see why these ladies are laughing? It's because they've seen it. They've seen it. They have seen the evidence. I am raising young men to be fireful. Then God told them, Benjamin. Benjamin, say, I think you are the one that is Benjamin. Benjamin. Benjamin, stand up. Go and marry Kira. It's unfortunate I'm using you a lot today. Benjamin stands up. And he looks at Kira. I say, God, please, oh. I don't want. Kira will insult me. Oh, go! Don't be scared. That's how God behaves. Oh. He has seen the glory in the young man's life. Then he comes and meets prophet. Even prophet man will doubt. This Kira, the way her eye is, she wants to marry an importer, exporter. But Benji, how much is your account? Benji said, Pastor, around 50k, like that. I'm saving it for my house rent. If you start with Kira now, she can take 50k for outing. Can you still go? Now, I'm not saying that's how she is, but probably. And Benjamin say, sir, I'm not going again. I'm not going. I had a brother like that in my office. He denied the thing. I said, are you sure you can go? When I showed him all the possibilities, he said, sir, no, let's just forget about it. It was me that started reminding him. You say God told you. He said, sir, no, I'm not interested again. I'm not joking. I had to force him. I said, if God, to me, that was a lot of proof that God spoke to him. So I said, go. He went. Hey! The lady wanted to die. It happens like that sometimes. Do you get what I'm trying to say? No evidence. After managers have met you, see who they come meet you now. See. But you are not seeing something. There's something you can see. That if you are able to tarry for a little while, the man you are interfacing with is a multi-billionaire. Kingdom influence. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All of a sudden, you are in the glory. If you cannot pass through the pain, you can't find yourself in the glory. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Have you been so blessed? So when God sends you a man from within, don't look down on the man because of the present looks. For the sufferings of this present time cannot be what? Compared to what? The glory. Young men, to finalize this teaching. Eh? Are you listening to me? If God sent you to a woman to marry, don't be scared. You can marry next year. You can marry next upper year. This year has finished. You cannot truly really marry this year. Let's be quite realistic. If I tell you you can marry this year, I'm lying to you. You can marry next year. You can marry next upper year. Donald, you can marry. Benjamin, you can marry. I know I'm cracking joke now. Linguist, go and marry. You can marry. Even the lover that just went out, maybe she's your wife. You can marry anybody. There's nobody says, I didn't call you, sorry. You can marry. What I'm saying is that don't wait till you become a billionaire. Next year! Rent a house. One bedroom at most. For a start. You know why it's one bedroom? Nobody should visit you and finish your food. One bedroom. Parlor, bedroom. Get married. He that findeth a wife, what? And as what? Aaron! Are you here? Prayer warrior. I've forgotten his name again. Jonah. You were laughing at somebody I've called your name to. Bezi. Ola. Richard. Jairi. You can marry. Don't allow Satan steal our sisters. That's the greatest pain I'll face in this ministry. Oga. Don't allow Satan steal our. Yeah. You know how I can steal them? Some of you will be under pressure. Mommy will say, go and bring a man. You'll be going out to look for a man. The men in church now marrying is PS4. I want to thank God. God just helped me to buy a PS4. See you. Satan is stealing our women. You are thanking God for PS4. Sell PS4 and start investment. There are some of these old men you are seeing as PS4. They are thinking PS6 now. They are looking for PS6. If God can give them PSCs, God is faithful. Your mates are learning forex in the world. Some of them are doing yahoo there. Getting money and stealing. You are in the kingdom. You're like, oh, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Then when they don't marry you, say, they leave vision and follow television. They will see us in their television. They will not see you anything without your bad character. Visionless life will never be seen in television. They will marry those people. They will still look for television. They will not see you. Big screen. You will not be inside. Are you listening to me, young people? Work hard. Read books. You are watching movie. Women are watching movie. You are watching movie. Read books. Learn a skill. Learn programming. People are earning 400,000 for a skill. Learn it. They don't have two heads. Learn robotics. Learn AI. So what is AI? Can I ever learn it? Yes, you can learn it. Make research. Don't wait for me to push you. Come to a point where you're hearing 2 million. Who will God call that will not agree? You will hear Jesus if you call my name. There is no woman with 2 million. I'm not joking. This church, I've seen, I know their level. 2 million. It is 2 million, 500K. Oche, what do you earn? 500K. Ah, God told me you are my husband before you came home. Have you been blessed tonight? So please, okay? So that some of you are not eyeing all of these people out there that are not really fortified to get married to you. Before we look for you one day, we say, there's one girl that is on fire. Where is she? She's in Okpoga. What happened? She married one man. The man said she will never sing again for God. He now even took her to the village to farm. It will not happen in the name of Jesus. Bow your heads and thank God for his word. Give him all the praise. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is light to our path, lamp for our feet. We know that, Lord, our lives will never remain the same again hearing your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In accordance with what you have heard, our life will go in that direction. In Jesus' gracious name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.